Blog Talk Radio.
A Rez report with Cal Nez for Navajo Prez.
Yes, we are here with Cal Nez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about you.
Cal Nez, the Navajo Nation President, 2014. I said
on. Elect Cal Nez on August 26th, paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Nez for President of the Navajo Nation.
You are on a internet radio called a Rez Chat with Cal Nez for Navajo Nation Prez. The join the movement. Come on in, and we are rolling. We are doing all sorts of exciting, wonderful stuff. So join the movement. The movement is moving forward, and there's some exciting, fun stuff that are going on. Again, this is Cal Nez with the with Cal Nez for Navajo Nation President campaign, and we're going to be talking about some of the platforms, some of the issues. You're hearing a lot of news out there about just the activities happening on the Navajo Nation. Some things are just not exactly working out, and Just as an update, I would like for everybody to know that Cal Nez, we're broadcasting on the world scenery. We are broadcasting out there to take the word out to the Navajo people. I know the Navajo people are now beginning to utilize the internet, and I've seen a lot of internet connections down on the Navajo Nation, and as well as I know that there's a lot of connections off the Navajo Nation. And so all of you out there, welcome. We are, you know, I'm looking forward to chatting with you this evening, and also I am looking to have everybody join in, and let's talk. I am looking forward to hearing from you. The telephone number here is 323-642-1708. 323-642-1708. You're welcome to call in, and let's have a talk. So as we're waiting for callers to call in, I just want to introduce myself for those who are barely joining us and finding out about the radio show. I started this, and as well as this is my second radio show that I'm starting up. And so the whole emphasis and the whole idea is getting the word out to the Navajo people. And, of course, this year, 2014, we're having a Navajo Nation presidential election. And as well as all the council delegates and all of the, well, not all of them, but several of the school boards and surrounding areas. And it's all going to peak at, August 1st is primary, which is August 26th. The second one is November 4th. So everybody out there, if you could begin to look at some of the topics. I'm getting a little distracted here because I am now sharing some information with other groups on the Navajo Nation, or actually on Facebook. And so please bear with me here as I finish promoting this radio show. Again, this is Cal Nez, and I would love to hear from you. And I will give you an update here exactly what we're doing and all of this. Okay, there's another share right there. Everybody call in. I would like to hear from you. I want to hear what exactly it is that's on your mind, if you live off the Navajo Nation or on the Navajo Nation. There's issues. There's so much issue. I've been hearing and reading the news media, Facebook pages, and Facebook posts, and so there's a lot going on. And so first I would like to again introduce myself. This is Cal Nez. I am a candidate for the Navajo Nation president. And the reason why that I joined the race is so that I have some concerns. I have had a lot of concerns for the past several years as I have been living off the Navajo Nation. But that doesn't mean, I mean, that's not a criticism. That's a reality. I think that the Navajo Nation is on the horizon to do better. I believe that the Navajo Nation is on the horizon to be able to fulfill to be the world's largest Native American tribe. That ought to be in the lead. I believe that we are falling short of that. And I know that many of you who have urged me, who have called me, who have emailed me, who have texted me saying that we need new and fresh ideology, a new fresh approach that is a little bit of Navajo and, how should I say this, about 50-50, Navajo and the outside world. For me, I know without a shadow of a doubt that Cal Nez is the only candidate who has 27 years of business experience, self-employment, taking a dollar, identifying the dollar, marketing the company, and marketing and assisting the other company or the clientele to be able to promote their company and promote their products to their clients, and knowing how to get into the minds of the particular business owners, production artists, and as well as the managers and CEOs, so forth and so forth, and then taking that ideology and putting it down on paper and or a digital file and getting it out there so that people, their clients, can come and service their business. That's the experience that I've had. In terms of competing with the world, so to speak, with the business that I own about four of them, I guess. And, well, I shouldn't say I guess, well, I do. So, with those experiences, I think that it is really, really important for people to understand that this is not a patting on the back, this is not gloating, this is not bragging. These are actual facts. The facts that when I started out as a graphic design, as the discipline and the business that I've been involved in, I gauge my business based on the competition that they hold at a local competition, at a local level, regional level, and then nationally, and as well as internationally. There is a history within the art world of every discipline, whether you're an artist or whether you're a printer or what have you, photographer. There are the basis and the foundation of every discipline. In my particular case, I studied, I learned, I incorporated the two-dimensional surface with the colors and the textures, and you bring all those together in something that is iconic, that people can hold on to and pass out and share. A lot of my work is still hanging up throughout the Navajo Nation. And I honestly believe that those are the foundation of what I believe that can bring the Navajo Nation to its fullest, or at least to the modern world. Right now we are falling short. I believe that it's going to require a business know-how, a business know-how to go out and share in the world economy. There is so much for us to do, and it's going to require that in order for us to catch up, you've heard it, you've had people say that we are a third world country, and maybe a lot of people might want to get defensive about that. You know, I don't look at that. It's like if there is something wrong with that, you're going to describe it. It's not so much a put down, but it is the description of the deficiency or the disparities that are associated with what could possibly be better. There's a whole different type of approach. I'm not talking about I'm going to make you or that person look bad, so bad that I'm going to make myself, hopefully that I'm trying to make myself look better. I'm saying I am here and I have seen. I've seen exactly how the Navajo Nation has governed themselves. I've seen how the Navajo Nation has had some, there is so much to say, but we'll get into that discussion. Again, you are listening to CalNez, and I welcome you to call in. The telephone number here is 323-642-1708. Again, 323-642-1708. And because this is the only time, I am not sure. I just got a notice, and that says that my show was coming on in X amount of a minute, so I had to scramble to get to a place where I can get a log on, and I'm hoping that I don't get into, I'm going to have to call Marley on this thing and talk to her and try to make it a different time, because that was not the intent, to be able to come on at the same time, and because we are on a schedule every third night, and it just happens to fall again every other day, so to speak. So we'll have another one that's coming up. So please keep in mind that we are on a schedule. We're going to be on again in about two nights. Our journeys are in the Western Agency. We're going to be in the Kayenta Rodeo and Powwow starting tomorrow all the way through till Saturday. So I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. I honestly really would like to meet each and every one of you, talk to you, sit down with you, hear what your message and your concern and your opinions, and together we can make some improvements. And so please call in. Again, this is CalNez. This is a Rez chat with CalNez for Navajo Nation Press. We'll be back in a bit.
A Rez report with CalNez for Navajo Prez.
Yes, we're here with CalNez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about you.
Cal Mayor, the Navajo Nation President, 2014.
He let Cal Mayor on August 26th. Paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Mayor for President of the Navajo Nation.
Okay, we're back. This is Cal Mayor. I am a candidate for the Navajo Nation President, 2014. I encourage each and every one of you that are listening out there to give me a call. And that's really what governance is all about. The platform is really, really simple. Rather than looking at what the social programs can do for the Navajo Nation. It is about self-sufficiency and self-reliance. What is it going to take that's going to invigorate the Navajo Nation? What is it going to take that's going to inspire and motivate our people to go out and to begin to become a employer-minded, rather than being an employee-minded, and as well as thinking that you're going to be the business owner as opposed to being just the clientele. And to think that rather than if you talk about business and entrepreneurship, it's not necessarily the government's job or any government's job to be able to find business. It is about the firm belief in what is going across the United States of America and all the rest of the world. It's not just here. But you know as well as I do that there is a saying that small business is the backbone of that particular country. In this particular case, the Navajo, the small business can be the backbone of the Navajo Nation. And we're going to have to take some very small incremental steps because here's what we're up against. What we're up against is done in a very simple formula. We have 350,000 Navajos. About 50% of those live on the Navajo Nation, and 50% live off the Navajo Nation. The Navajo Nation has a list of businesses, and it's called the Navajo Nation Business Source List. You can find that on the internet at one of the Navajo Nation's website. And on that site, it lists all of the Navajo businesses that are registered and can operate under the Navajo Business Opportunity Act. On that list, there is a 100% Navajo ownership or 50% Navajo ownership. Here's the reality. Like I said, this is what we're facing. What we're facing is that with that 350,000 total Navajos combined on and off the reservation, there are only 194 certified Navajo businesses. And those are classified as professional, constructional, service, or specialties. Whatever the case is, how does that 194 divide into 350? That's what we're up against. We need to take that number and increase percentage-wise to our Navajo population. The Navajo Nation has an annual budget that comes from the federal government, that comes from state source, that comes from royalties and taxation combined. And we should also add the Navajo Nation enterprises and have them, and the enterprises include the agriculture, the media, the casinos, all of the enterprises. If the Navajo Nation money is spent on opening up a enterprise, it is owned by the Navajo Nation. So parts of that money that is made within those industries ought to be put back in and counted as, I'm not saying all, I'm saying a percentage of the profits that are made, and it contributes. Now, imagine, along with that, with the SBA, the RBDOs, the micro lending, there is that under Mr. Ray Nopa's office from the Division of Economic Development, there's a lending, a cap of $250,000. You put all that together. Imagine what the opportunities are. Now, while you're looking at business, you also have to look at the other side. The other side is who's going to be your targeted audience, who's going to be your customer. You can either be in one industry and imagine what that particular industry is going to, how it's going to function within a certain region, okay, if it's the Window Rock area. or if it's going to be out in the Eastern Navajo. Let's say you put up a business and you are now sitting on the road that goes between Farmington, Crown Point, Thoreau, and I-40. There is a huge tourist attraction out there called Chaco Canyon. It's been there for forever. We know that there is lots of tourists that go back and forth, either from further east through Cuba that way, or they come down from Farmington or come up north. Whatever the case is, the point is that imagine, well, how many businesses are potential along that route and how many communities. Now you've got the certified chapters and the non-certified. The certified get an X amount of money and the non-certified doesn't. So there's federal fundings for both and there's the annual budget. So there's a lot, that's a lot there. And how many RBDOs are within the Navajo Nation? There's seven regions. There's seven offices. And here's another part, and this is not a criticism on anybody in particular. This is just taking a statistics and looking at the facts. The facts are, within that seven regions, the Regional Business Development Office, the entire budget combined between all seven offices are approximately about $4.5 million to $5 million. So if you think about the money that's coming in of all those sources that bring revenues to the Navajo Nation, plus the small business development, plus the RBDOs, and you combine all of that, I asked one of the directors from the RBDO from central government, and I just asked a factual question. How many businesses did you guys start last year? The answer was anywhere between, well, the first answer was two. And then later in the conversation, it went from two to, well, we think it's about 15. Well, whatever the case is, any industry, whether it's a Navajo Nation or a large corporation or the state of Arizona, state of New Mexico, state of California, there is a certain amount of funding that goes into economic development to market the state. And they market it all over the place. Sometimes you're sitting there watching TV and you see a Visit Yellowstone, Wyoming, a commercial come on, Visit Wyoming. Well, obviously they're promoting. I saw an ad one time about a New York business, potentially what you are going to get if, what are the incentives if you go to New York. So there's a lot of potential, a lot of opportunities. But it's going to have to take somebody to be able to harness that, tap into that, take those dollars, and know how to make one or two. I've been in this business world for a long, long time, 27 years, probably longer than many of the listeners. And in that 27 years, I have competed with my business and some of the products that I've developed as well as some of the services that I've developed. And on a national scale, competing against the world's best designers, the grandfathers of design, Milton Glaser, Saul Bass, and entering in the same competition, this is the only way that I or anybody could gauge the quality and the caliber of your service that you produce is to compete in that sort of a, well, I mean, you see it, the Oscars, the Emmys, and these are specific industry within the art field that they compete against one another and they judge each other in first place, second place, and so forth. Well, I entered here in Salt Lake or in the Salt Lake City area, and I got goal out of entering 7 of my pieces. And I also went on the national, the AIGA arts competition, and 1 year my logo was the only one to show. Now, that's the type of know-how. That is the quality of the work that I believe other Navajos, that the Navajo Nation is capable of producing. We can produce industries. There are some absolutely incredible, it's not just in the artistic world. There are engineers out there. There are doctors. There are all facet of business that you can imagine that the Navajo people can get into. And if you took those monies that I've mentioned, combine all of them, how many businesses can you start if you have invested in each one of these companies about $5,000 to $10,000? That's a lot of Navajos to get into business. But while we're doing that, the Navajo Nation has a huge responsibility. We are lagging about maybe 10, maybe 15 years behind in terms of having facilities that are on the Navajo Nation that can accommodate people like you if you want to get into business. Well, if a business is not your thing, if you don't want to get into business, then that's okay as well. If you're comfortable and you're happy with being an employee, then that's okay as well. Because the only difference in this particular case by starting more business is that there's going to be more opportunities to get more businesses that are located on the Navajo Nation that you can submit your resume to, rather than just having the Navajo Nation or IHS or Bashes or City Market. Let's see, that's about 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 companies that are now currently, let's throw McDonald's and Burger King and KFC and Church's Chicken in there. How many Navajos in the entire Navajo Nation? Well, how many Church's Chickens are there anyway? So look at that. That's where I believe that as the candidate, these are some of the innovations and ingenuity that's going to take us to the next level. The Navajo Nation Council, bless their heart, they've been in there, and I believe there's only 2 in that in the past council seat that I know that I absolutely know that they've been in business. And so now, as far as the presidential candidates go, it's been kind of a interesting phenomenon that I've been seeing. I came out and filed my application. I said business is a potential. But not to say that I'm going to look outside the world or outside the boundaries of the Navajo Nation and bring business from out there to here. I'm saying we're going to look internally, utilize the Navajo people as its major resource, as opposed to looking outside. Well, I've been saying that even before I became a candidate. I've been saying that for 27 years. I've been saying that to the Navajo Business Regulatory Department. I've been saying that to all the economic developments and all the presidents and all the speakers and all the Navajo Nation Council and other businesses, the people that have been on the source list. I've been saying that all along. But all of a sudden, now that I've become a candidate, it seems to be the click word. Yes, economic development, that's part of my platform. Well, I've been in business. Well, I'll just put down on my resume that I've been in business. Well, I know, because I've heard it. I've heard it on the net. And what even more interesting is that I was down there, Window Rock area, turn on the radio, and I listen to at least 3 Navajo radio stations that I can receive. Interestingly enough, of the rallies that was aired, that I've never heard these, because I know these candidates very, very well. I've done business with them. I know what their language has been. I've been with them during their previous administration, during their previous campaigns, and know exactly what they're looking at in terms of their business know-how. Their language was about business, or no, excuse me, their language was about government providing for and making government be the nucleus of any type of economic development. And quite surprisingly, just within the last little bit, it's a catchphrase, business. Oh, yes, I'm doing business. I've been doing business, and I will do business, and I will employ you. And one candidate even went as far as saying, yes, all the tribal employees are going to get raises. I think everybody needs to make money. But that just shows the irresponsibility, that if you're going to go out there and just dangle finances and money in front of somebody saying that, hey, you know what, why don't we take that money to be able to improve the system so that the employee can have a better workspace, can have a better work experience, can have a better team effort. There are some basic business philosophies. You go to work for McDonald's or any small corporation, it doesn't matter who it is. There's training. This is what's expected of you. Well, anyway, I'm sure that some of the candidates are probably listening, and I'll guarantee you that on the next forum, they're going to be up there standing, yes, economic development. I think we ought to take our blah, 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 our BDO and so forth, and we'll bring it together, and this is my platform, and so forth and so forth. But just remember, while you're hearing that, while you're listening to the other candidates, please remember that this is the political year, that this is the year for sweet talk. This is the year for people to say what you want to hear, and this is the year when you've heard this before from certain candidates. This is the year when you're reminded what certain candidates said they were going to do but didn't do that are now currently in office. And also the most important thing is that while you're thinking about this and you're hearing this from the other candidates, think to yourself, how many years have these people have experience in actually operating their own business? That's going to be the defining moment for every candidate. That's going to be a defining moment for you, the Navajo people that's out there. Whether you're on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation, that's going to be the defining moment for you to be able to say which one of these candidates is able and capable based on experience and track record that can take us to the next level. It's facts. So Shikero Shitana Arad Isanasai Koi the Nanadichi Koi Dida 2014 be Nanaha November 4th ne ar ekenalte Kuroshik eshit ne dosuzani ar esenultai Ko de latin Navajo people ne klini Kweg laisha ilan Kweg ekat anada I nito ade ni hekat nahanan lia Kudo e جديدة خيلت تتا اول ييغو نيكاتو الوحيدة نصنات ويك ويك اشجا إلا اكو ايك ادي كو ادن شات اتو اش كو ايك دي تتا اني اني ني دويت او بزبا هي يسكي اني دا شي تتا اول يو ان اول يي يوتو اي نات نات دي نوبا انس شناخي اي هوتو دينا نشوليت اشبه بيشوالو كدو اي هوتو ابين غنا هيتي شناتو تدن لي خاشي تليس نتو اي وچه خيش خاشي هوتو اي شنشل اي لن كدو هوتو تدتو چو هون بيكي جيه تتاهند كدو اي خاشي تو تدت يه وري باخنو كدو هوتو تا جان هوت ايند كدو اي بني ناچه ديده كدو بيتا هوتوتلي جو اي تو ايت ايدا كدو خاورشي خارشي بيتا نشتاهلو كدو بي وينشتا ايدون سنو دي اي بزنس تو ايت اخوتو اي روبان سس كيسو اي بزنس ستارت ايشلار شنان نسي او دو اخوتو اي روبان دابدي ايشواتا كدو ايشي شسزيني شش إن أول يي خشين صو باهو نيزي جو إي بناتش كدو لنك إي كدو دي Navajo Nation Navajo People شناليات آرو بنهات أول يي جو إي بزنس أول يي جي كون دي 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 نالتلوشي إيرو تاو أتسد إيرو تاو أجتلو كدو إي دي خان نحني يبتانو بيشو نهستي إيلا إي بيسو بيسو هتو اي ادلا اجل اين اي بزنس وليا ارو اي بني ناتشي اجي يا بني ناتشي اجي يا نجي اي هتو اي لا اي اينا وليين بني ناتشي هتو اي تي هوان هتو روفي هكي دفا هكاي بيان اتس كافي اجل وش ارو بني ناتشي خاشن هتو بطل so business is life نان نش اي اينا وليا inna olye inna olye gibtsaro nitto olyesi what's going to make that happen lana the desire and the motivation to do it now on this side the Navajo Nation government should be standing there ready and able to embrace you with your ideas are hushtan kon de la hetlan kon heniya kwe heton katishwal kudo to inal so so kwati den business nan nis kudo start de shlito kwe hota di business plan e kon de aro nad nor is di de kon de nal so so at information bkatin la aro he in the what type of business are you going to start aro de khae ne products e khit o hat idol aro hatin lado khae biche na is ni tole aro khit o na is ni tole aro dit a te so hinet so go a ko she di qui profit ul yegi base to the tan in light an hot o e nzaz nes ado le hi profit A Aden Hitya Injao, the Navajo Nation should be there to analyze that. Njono Hoto Nike Biz Inu. Short Ala and Ni Kwagilana, Ayubachi and Ahoti. Tala Kwagilaba Ohn Ala, the information Laba Osa Lind. Kuron Hit A Neena Dinitli. Kuroi Ashwan, Kuroi Nikat Ilwal. Kuroi Di Peso Hashin Sogo. Kuto in jejehit the taho. Do I hashi 1 million, e do you watch e do hashi do, to check at the hat dons, e aji do at the schnida. A yes at the schnidige e di baso, kudo hashin at the go, e di the sagani catch go on nisa. It's given to you based on your benchmark performance. Kuto betra da hona ao. Na kinte zit, edo tagot khante zit, edo tagot half a year, Hastandis it Edoda Tasanahe. A be keho. Quoche huto ejoe in the business could all start in lado in lane storefront, could in logo, don business in front door, your counters, when end I send this. Aro at the Diego hitten zone, ah, then huto, alenanahaneko. Harashi, somewhere along the line, you're going to make a profit based on its auto adili. ADA kudo e sa loan e ajibjin nai itle. Kudo ad de sagi e. You begin to turn your paperwork in that says that you are at a certain benchmark. And based on that, the next portion of your loan will then come through. So it's a win-win. It's not just going out there, what's happened in the past, of giving millions to somebody and then they disappear. It's never to do that again, especially when we have a Navajo Business Opportunity Act, Navajo preference, and how is a non-Navajo, nothing against non-Navajo, but all I'm saying is that in light of having a Navajo preference, a Navajo Business Opportunity Act, we're giving millions of dollars to non-Navajos. And that's not only just happens to the Navajo, on the Navajo in terms of investment, but it also happens in the business. Imagine if there's more than 194 Navajo-owned business, and you're able to go out and give loans and give more contracts, how much more growth can those industries owned by Navajos grow? And you could then begin to franchise throughout the Navajo Nation. If the state of West Virginia has industries that are dotted throughout the entire state, major metropolitan area in the state of West Virginia, there are major cities in the state of West Virginia, there is a sustaining economy within the state of West Virginia. The reason why I keep bringing up the state of West Virginia is the Navajo Nation is exactly the same size in terms of land base as the state of West Virginia. Why are we doing that on the Navajo Nation? So, and I tell you what, I will say that it is going to require some business know-how. No longer are we going to sit here and just say to ourselves that we are absolutely satisfied with how we have done things in the past and how that we intend to do things in the past or in the future based on the past. Those days are outdated. The time is now for us to engage a new ideology based on the traditional upbringing. It's something that we, the Navajo people, have always done all these years. And I will honestly say that because you know what? Being in business, making a life is self-sufficiency and self-reliance. And self-reliance is doing it on your own, and it's not any assistance or anything coming from any government. That's what the Navajo Nation and all the rest of the Indian people, Native Americans, First Nations, and all the way down to South America, the indigenous people of North and South America, we were a self-sustaining, self-sufficient, self-reliant people long before any government came in. Now we need to break that cycle. The only way we're going to break that cycle is we begin to believe and we begin to have leadership that understands that. And as long as we continue the cycle, as long as we have leadership that's in there, I've heard one candidate say, I have 40 years experience. And then I heard somebody else reply, not a candidate, but just one of the people from the general public, said, well, we don't want to be, we're tired of being in the wilderness for 40 years. And we're definitely not looking forward to being in for another 4 years in the wilderness. I think you get the picture. So, again, the telephone number here is 323-642-1708. And I will be looking forward to hearing from you. The other night, there was a guest that called in, and boy, I tell you, that guy was brilliant. He knew, he was talking about some of the potential, how that we can make this work, what some of the, all of this. It's all there. Shike toshidene. Ache lan kuroi toi. Nihi nacha hain shno. Nihi nacha ehut o e tira benasha. Kuroi ka ticha. Koin shiga hitasi. Koin da hitil sol. Koin le Navajo Nation. Kuroin le to be a globe, to be in the global economy, the global market. We've got to begin by talking about it. We can begin to have, we can begin to do so by electing leaders like Cal Nez, who can take us, who can take you, take the Navajo Nation into the next level. They're talking about it. And they're listing all of these accomplishments, but those accomplishments didn't even happen until the last 6 months. They've been in there to operate and do the business, and we know that the person who's writing the portfolio and the resume of all the current administrations is really not the president himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the first day that I entered the race, Eastern Navajo, Shipra, Kayenta, Tuba City, everywhere, Chin Lee. And as I'm not going out there and hitting the big areas. I'm going to the grassroots level. And I'm going to keep going. Telephone number is 323-641-708. 323-642-1708. Give us a call.
A Res Report with Cal Nez for Navajo Prez.
Yes, we're here with Cal Nez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about
you.
Elect Cal Nez on August 26th. Paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Nez for president of the Navajo Nation.
Hey.
You're listening to Navajo Internet Radio, and it was totally accidental that I had my radio show going on this evening. I didn't expect to we just booked it every other night, and it just happened to fall right at the same time as Marley. So I'm going to have to look at this and reschedule and not get into... because I do want Marley to grow and all sorts of things, but we need to get our word out as well, and nothing about that. So I'm not trying to compete with Marley or anything like that, because we want to be, like I said, we just happen to every other day. So Wednesday just happened to fall on the second day when we first started. Again, this is Cal Nez, and you're listening to the Navajo Internet Radio. That is called a chat, a Rez chat with Cal Nez for Navajo Nation Press. So we're going to be talking about many different things, and in terms of politics, in terms of platform, in terms of solutions. I don't want to go in there and just continue just to say these are the negatives. We know the negatives. We've seen them. We've done all of this. But it's much, much more difficult and much, much more complicated if we go out there and begin to seek solution. But in order to make this solution reality is that you, the listener, you out there who are listening, even being suspicious right now, listening to say, who in the world is this guy, Cal Nez? Who's this rookie? Because we've got these guys that have the experience and they've been there, and but here's this guy who doesn't have any political experience. Well, I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as a very, very positive. I think it is an unblemished political record. I've never been in politics. Never been a politician, but I've been associated with in the political scene on a national, state, and as well as a tribal level. Been there, done it. I have assisted in electing governors, developed all their entire campaign, and as well as working with the Navajo Nation. You've got to understand what your client is about in order to engage and develop and design products. And I've done that for the past 27 years with the Navajo Nation. I believe the Navajo Nation deserves the best opportunities. I believe the Navajo Nation deserves the best products. I believe that they deserve the best service. And right now, we are falling way behind what we possibly could deliver to the Navajo people. One of the biggest issues and one of the biggest areas that I think that we ought to improve is the area in my platform, in the platform that I'm talking about. The platform that is to be able to analyze, first of all, who are we? What exactly and where are, do we wish to be? Where are we and why are we off the Navajo Nation? And why do we want to return? And these are not questions that are saying that they're negative. These questions are something for you and everybody to look at, for you to begin to think about how are we going to move together as a nation. And because that we're a Navajo, we just happen to have a culture. And this culture is very, very, very important. And this culture existed on this land between the four sacred mountains long before any government came in. We coexisted with other tribe, and we had a functioning society. Well, that is legitimate enough for us to attain, to believe in ourselves, so that when a person goes to our own people, that we're not being looked from the top all the way to the bottom, back up and down, back up and down, and you can see the body language that, oh my gosh, we're being sized up. Who is this new person? Who is this outsider? But rather to look at that and say, what a beautiful human being. What potential. Those are some of the perspective of cultural things and behaviors and traits that we need to change. And it could begin as simple as just realizing that it's there. And then once you realize that it's there, then you begin to have self-improvement and begin to think that there's an alternative and a different way of doing this business, doing this interaction on a private or a public basis. Once after that, then we go in there and then you begin to realize that there's an opportunity for you to make improvements, and you're able to reach out to the family, and then from the family you reach out to the community, and from the community then you reach out to the world. And those are absolutely the potential of what we as a society, what we can do, what the potentials are. I'm not going to sit here and give my entire, maybe I should. I'd love to go out there and engage each and every one of you to make this thing go, to make this thing happen. And I think that we need to begin to think. And I would like to bring somebody on air right now to be able to say hello to you. And this is my lovely partner that I've had for 30 years, and the experience that she has and the most incredible talents that she has to offer to the Navajo Nation, to the Navajo people, to go out there and to work on your behalf. And that's my partner, Yolanda Francisco Nez. And so I would like for you to say hello to her, and she'll give you about just a few minutes about just how things are going. And anyway, here she is, Yolanda.
Yat-e, this is Yolanda Francisco Nez. Kabahin shlendo na kaidina abashishin tahot sodan nasha. I am very excited. Such a wonderful thing to be out here meeting all of the people, conversing, listening to their issues, their concerns, their brilliant solutions. I am really excited to be on the road going into multiple chapters and hearing the many stories of the Navajo people. I am really excited to go into especially meeting the elderly and the young people. I also very much enjoy hearing from the women, especially the Masanas, who are raising their grandchildren. It really shows their perseverance, their perseverance and their dedication to their family. And so I look forward to, being on the road and hopefully meeting you out there someday. And in the meanwhile, we're really thrilled, really excited to share with you what Cal's vision is of the future of the Navajo people. We hope you can take the opportunity to come and say hello and listen and also share again, your concerns in the community. So please vote on August 26th for Cal Nez for president of the Navajo Nation. Thank you, and ahiahat.
Okay, that was Yolanda, and thank you very much. Navajo Nation, we are going to be, let me give you the schedule about what we're doing, and I would like to, like she said, we'd love to meet you. We don't have a huge monstrous, but we'll end up with a huge monstrous pretend audience here very, very quickly, because this movement is taking off. And not that I'm trying to go in there and say that, hey, you know what, this is not about ego or arrogance or anything like that. This is about what the Navajo people believe is best for them and who can honestly take us into the next level. There is Cal Nez, the only candidate who has 27 years of business experience. And my spouse, who could make an incredible first lady, I totally believe in her. And she can put her name and experience on the line on an international scale. I'll give you an example. Some of the things that she has done for the metropolitan area, for one of the mayors here in the state of Utah, and some of the initiatives that she took on behalf of human rights issues and diversity, and to be able to work with the city council, to work with state legislature, churches, and private entities, and bringing those unprecedented issues that have never been addressed for such a conservative state of Utah, and to be able to engage and to get a consensus on a statewide level to have a legislation go through. And then the region and other cities realizing what wonderful template that she and her co-workers have developed. And it was picked up by other cities. Now they're using that as the model. Then now they're going nationwide, all the way up to even having a teleconference with the President of the United States, Barack Obama. And these are not just made-up things. These are absolutely the truth. She has 15 years of public service for a metropolitan government. And not only that, is that on a national scale, but the federal government said, hey, you know what? Could you join us and we'll take you and your mayor, and we'd like to invite you as part of the United States delegation to the United Nations. And while you're there, we'd like for you to introduce your template so that the rest of the world can hear about what you developed. No, that's just one of the many, many, many accomplishments that she's done on behalf of the private sector as a governmental or public employee. And that's the team that we would be bringing to the Navajo Nation, something that's absolutely going to skyrocket our potential in the world scenery, because we have the experience, we have the know-how, and I'm counting on you to be able to make this a reality. I can sit here and talk all I want to. We can sit here and flash a resume. We can talk all you want to, but here's one of the things that I'm discovering, and that while I'm traveling across the Navajo Nation, and that is that people have already made some selection for some of the candidates. I've come across some candidates or some people who basically have said, I am committed to that person. When I come upon them, I say, could you give me a few minutes? After the few minutes of my presentation, I can see the on their mind, on their face. I can see them saying, I wonder if I should change my mind. And then I immediately say, yes, as easily as you made up your mind, you can change your mind. And I gladly will accept, because you now have an option of having the only candidate 28 years of business experience. I want to be there. I want to be there for you. I want to stand with you. I want to stand on your behalf, not in front of you, but alongside you. And again, you just heard from the First Lady, potential First Lady, I should say, excuse me, for the potential First Lady, my wife, Yolanda Francisco Nez. Now, interestingly enough, I also heard on the internet here, read a line by Terrence Nez. Terrence Nez wrote down, says, hey, what about a First Lady forum? I started thinking, wow, that would be absolutely wonderful, because I think it only makes sense to know what the full package might be in terms of the president of the Navajo Nation, because you're going to have a partner, and let's have the First Lady forum. And so I'm proud to be married, and proud to have my spouse, Yolanda Francisco Nez, who is right there, as she said, from Fort Defiance, Arizona. Her grandfather was a code talker, and incredible. We're just right there from the original first capital of the Navajo Nation, and going worldwide, nationwide, all of this, all of the above. And being here, being married for 30 years, three kids, now five, four grandchildren, and that's given me the right to go out there and say that I am a grandfather. And I'm so honored by that. And every time we look at our grandkids, we're just absolutely so delighted. Family values is so absolutely incredible. So when I say that you, as a nation, individually, the self, the individual, that meaning you, how that you fit into your family paradigm, from your family paradigm, once we absolutely embellish, we improve, we assist, we motivate, we instill, we enrich the individual by giving them the tools that they need for self-improvement, self-empowerment, then they're able to contribute to the family. And when that person is happy and they contribute to the family, then the family is happy. The family being happy, they're able to give to their community. And that's what I mean by family values. And those values is based on political reasons. That means a lot. Those mean a lot. So that's what I mean by family values. And the opportunity to be able to engage on our own culture, not so much looking outside and see what other cultures have done. We already have a culture that is just as legitimate as any other culture out there. Our philosophy, our stories, our creation, our tradition, our songs, our everything. We need to define what that is and how that we as an individual fit into that culture. Because it's not so unique. We would be no different than going, let's say, across the Atlantic Ocean over into Europe. And take, for instance, over there, let's take one of the cultures. They keep their language. They enhance. They have policies. They protect their country. And they're doing it because they believe and enhance their very own country. Not say, okay, we're going to acknowledge our culture based on how the world thinks about us. How the dominant society in our region or in our continent, how that they're acting. No, they're saying, like for instance, let's take the country of France. They're fluent. You have to talk Spanish or French, and you have to be able to do XYZ in order for you to live within the country and what it's going to take. They have their own currency. And they did it because they wanted to do it. Now, because they think they should do it, because Europe thinks that they should. And that's just to give you an example why that we all of a sudden, as an Indian nation, now that we're the world's largest tribe, and I will say that, and those are facts, and it is what it is, and the world's largest tribe ought to be the world's leader in the Native American community. That's not to say on a hierarchical basis, but to be able to say, okay, we will forge this path so that other Native Americans can follow. So not only should you be thinking internally within the Navajo Nation government, but you also have to be thinking externally. And based on what I'm talking about, I started out with self, family, community, and how that by bringing all those together based on our tradition, that we're able to now establish an economy that where we are enhancing and capitalizing on the tourists and the products and the materials and services that we produce within the boundaries of our nation. Get away from this philosophy of saying, oh yeah, our economic development is hurting, so let's do business. So the first thing we do is let's go waive our sovereignty and buy a mine or buy this or buy that. Look at uranium and oil and look at what's happening over in Eastern Navajo. That's a crying shame. You know, we're talking about economic development, but there's a land base that's just, the jurisdictional issues are just so beyond belief that, you know, I'm surprised that people are still coexisting out there. It's a sad situation. It's not only just there, but different economic conditions throughout the Navajo Nations are there. But if basic business practices were in installed in there, combined with some of the potential of that checkerboard area, imagine how much more they can grow. But to think, and that only large corporation is going to change the direction of the Navajo Nation, is just not thinking in the right context of economic development. If you invest in the small person, like me, like you, like all the little men across the Navajo Nation, then they're able to hire somebody else. And like Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson says, if you have a healthy economy, it also translates into a healthy society. Healthy. That means that you're happier. That means that it's a better state of mind. You're able to engage with your family. And that's a scientific, I didn't make that up. That's coming from Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson, who shared with me that, you know what, if we begin to address, if you have a depressed, you don't have no jobs, you're there out on the middle of nowhere, yeah, that is quite depressing. But depression leads to overeating, alcoholism, drugs. Imagine what the spinoff from there is. So there's two side effects to this. But it could grow and have both sides. And I'm sure that people, other candidates, are going to jump on the bandwagon and be sitting here saying, well, yeah, this is how I'm going to do it and how I'm going to run with it. And but you know what? Just remember when they're saying that there's only one candidate who has, you know, over 27 years of business experience, who's been there in the trenches, who's been there to survive and make a living and to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. I believe I can give you that formula, that hope, that innovation for you to aspire and to fly and use your wings, your entrepreneurial wings that can take you. For all those of you that are off the Navajo Nation listening to my voice right now, who can say, you know what, I want to go home. But I want to go home with the same type of conveniences that I have living off the Navajo Nation. And the only way that's going to happen is that we got to have somebody like Cal Nez in that office with the business experience, who's been raised by traditional grandparents and have lived off the Navajo Nation and able to take that experience back to the Navajo Nation, combined together and knowing how and chaitoi bitlaganan sikkeis. Bitlagana bi inna yeho sendo yeho sado yiskeda hit no. Joy, that's going to be one of the keys. Not people who've been sitting there. I mean, nothing wrong with this, but candidates I'm talking about. Candidates who think that by living only on the inside and only looking at just one aspect, but not bringing the both sides, tradition and business, together in one ideology, and that is represented by one person. That one person right now happens to be Cal Nez. So I'm going to continue to ask for your vote, because here's an opportune time. We can't miss this. Otherwise, there's a chance that we might be sitting here for another 4 to 8 to 12 years of this same type of economic conditions, where people go in, and some of these people are only going back in there is because they want a job. Nothing wrong with having a job. I'm saying the philosophy behind of getting to a political office ought to be because you really want to be a public servant, because you really want to go out there and change the direction of the economy. Not because, oh my gosh, I've been out of a job for 4 years. I'm going to go get me a job, get my job back, and the only way I'm going to do this is I'm going to ride this horse back into the president's office or I'm going to continue to ride this horse because it was great money for the past 4 years. That's not the reason why you ought to be running for the office of the president for the Navajo Nation. You ought to do it there because you have compassion, because you have feeling, because you really want to be a public servant. Somebody wrote to me here recently, too, that said, oh, you're doing this only for the money. Well, I tell you what, if I was doing it for the money, I definitely wouldn't be doing this, because actually I'd be taking a pay cut. But that's okay, because if I take the pay cut, I go in there and help my Navajo people, that they begin to prosper, and then we all begin to make money together. So there's plenty of money to go around, so that we no longer have this have or have nots. Then I'm willing to take that pay cut, and eventually that we're all sitting around with the 350. Everybody comes home, and we have an economic, not just a word like some of the other candidates are using, prosperity. I'm talking about real prosperity with real facts and real experience. You're listening to Cal Nez, and I will talk to you in a bit.
A Rez Report with Cal Nez for Navajo Prez.
Yes, Ace, we are here with Cal Nez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about
you.
He let Cal Nez on August 26th. Paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Nez for president of the Navajo Nation.
So da nez ka si so arid ay sumustay kray kroo da hiri sal kweshi rahin noka kroo di anna anni hanna not ani arod an hinhi Navajo way dot an a gaden ka has tuida hat kato بأول إنسان إيد آت أهد أو بجلسي هنالو جو إيهد أو نحط أول ييجي كدو هايوش كاتو شد آتو آتو نحو كونسو كوهد يدسكتو كوهنه همان نحسان جو إيه آرو بتساندو نانتيني يي جو إيه دي بتخول تاو كدو إيدن شيغاه دي دوسي كدو شيغاه نسوزو إين ليد دحود نيد ناس Aber den nicht ganzen, nicht hier, dort ist es auch ein Nieder, da doch nie, wenn nicht noch Strahl, gerade eine, wo du hast, oh, die hast du, Sani, Aden hat, oh, Nika, oh, Jay, Nasa, so, I'm talking about the past leaders, a Shadlan, Kong Ekat, Kong Ekat, Nika, Kododoli, Kodeti in Nihanano, Tani, Kong Nika, away, کون خلاصشنه دانه آج چو ایبن یکون ده دی ایبن یکون ده شیلچ کون ایبن یهون ده نوست خدا بدی نو کون ایب ده شیل نی کون ایکن خان خانت زه کل نیز و لیگو کون ایده آلن هیت او نکشی یستی آلن هیت او ایدی ده کون اینا یستی آر استود آر به گانه بیکش دوت آر نکش داشت آش چیج بیش به هزن کجی دوی لاهویان سکیست کجی دو لاهویان سکیست کوی دیش نی ایرو هت او ای دی اینا ولیگی آرو که ولیگی ای هت او ای هت او ای یوش اخی یوش کام joy even in nature what oh she kero should na are da is no sai coin hita nan sa a what oh be she chen da so zi coin she kero should na are the Navajo nation kel ni tini coin cut coin his ni ta nan sa coin are cut a ni she are what oh she ka o je as ka ti cha da ho de ni na August 26th on that. Sashid Nedon Haratz or Lidand. Dashin Nikon Sadden the Hilzi. The Jean Hutain the Koish. Shades of the Dao Lio Eid Abin Schwansen. Harlan Hain Hin Natchin Hainschn. A Labini Natchin. Tahasinlo. Ado so corn, so dishi in Natsu Lai, so Hoi Bain Hilashn. Doi Beta Hotzutli. It's not that. I used to call Ben Hishkashne, aka Joe F. Kelnez. D. Con Kelnez will yeni, couldn't he jayaski, up Aro Zitanle Navajo Nation, Aro Chipike Bahajo Bago Bia has leaned. In now a ye hashin so nadi la a koi kodo e aj hoto in hi ya negalo coin hi ta na tsa coin bin in na coin ya te ho in na ho ye na da di ye ni Washington da di kas ni jona go e bit ska on da di ni le a bit si istrijin la ho at di eslatin he ya sen el biyon Allah it's the Allah's toy the biggest Indian nation we are to be the leader in all the facets of it. We have the biggest land base. Eight art ekodon on. Kodon hutishna. Adelata anin kode. Kodon saha case will ye be the con. Nal soshins on. The reda hutobikin nasnil. These history of the Navajo nation. Those are things that ought to be looked at, reevaluated, and fine-tuned and streamlined so it is functional, business-friendly, it is public service-friendly, it is friendly, all is Navajo-friendly all the way across the board. Whether you are central government or way out there on the outskirts, for me, I think issues in certain parts of Navajo Nation, Allah ni kon hi chinta hasti. But within that, what we call sovereignty, the nek etchiko e dida, e nazi lidin hinazti, niniki, e zitita o liopa hasti, kudoi bichan seat, bichan na il ras, bichan hilti, joe huto e Idilan Aben Yesht in his Tahasin, so be Yidoiti and Nabitio da Dilni, Abadeni Gans, Shile Hutoi, Are Isla, Behidinst, Doko E Are Bishada Honosin, so Tahasin, so a co Abeni Nachi, Koishigahitosi, late August 26th, Anihan Nano Tani da Hodnil Nash. Nihisto are Navajo Nation, Navajo people, are off the Navajo Nation that is in the internet be you and that. Nihi are Kuro in Hinashniho. I am one of you as well. Kuro la nan da Edanosin. Khaola ho wango. Shigel bet ishtor. Shama, shama sana, shija shiche. Shinalika da hatina go. A ad in nan nadish leh, koi huwan dish ah, a ado inash nishtol leh, koi la e huwan behas sa. I know what it means to be in those shoes. And I am going to do all and everything within my power to be able to bring and to give an opportunity for you to come home, that I will be able to finish completing all of my homecoming, that you will be able to engage and make that happen, but be able to take those modern conveniences on the Navajo Nation. It's possible. Because if West State of West Virginia, who is the same size as the Navajo Nation, having its own economic, its own economy, its own metropolitan area, major cities and skyscrapers inside of the state of West Virginia, the Navajo Nation can have the same possibilities. And only you, the educated, the one that people that have been stranded out there off the Navajo Nation, Navajo Nation, the scholarship, the University of Utah, U of A, Arizona, and so forth and so forth, all over the United States, dormitories, private apartment, until that scholarship money ran out. There's no more money I don't need. And what happens to you? You get stuck here. When you want to go home, you want a job, there's nothing to get down there. And that cycle needs to break. And I want to be there as that person who breaks that cycle, who understand what it means to live off the Navajo Nation. It's time for you to get your absentee vote and get your absentee ballot. If you can't make it back, get your registration call. You need to go call the Navajo Nation Elections Office. Your vote, the 150,000 Navajos living off the Navajo Nation, imagine if only half of you cast a vote for Cal Nez. Right there is a winning ticket. That's not to say that I'm looking down on the land base within the Navajo Nation. Could a Navajo Nation the Keda Hatini Khishing Uto and Natish Ido Anah Nisai Doin Hikijashtio the Shnida. What I'm saying is that that vote is important. But A the Arikeda Honotini Kuroti in Nihanano Tani could the off reservation the urban Navajos Satan Satan A to Tabatuchi those A bit of heat on Tolisto to Chuho Ego bit say Hutoi bin that nostalo list A binina Ada is a nostai Koi Kashirahitafi Koi Well, we've seen some of their work. We've seen some of them who've made attempts. Some of them are saying that they want to throw the government out and start over again. Well, my philosophy is different. When you have a broken, when a company or an industry is broken down, how often do you see companies or industries throw everything out and start over from scratch? No, they revamp, they rebrand, and they rise out of the ashes and get to a greater state. There's others that are standing there saying that, hey, you know what? These people put us there. 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 And you're still waiting for, okay, but what do you bring to the table? What is it that's going to give you the right to stand up there and to lead the world's largest Indian tribe? It's definitely not going to just be complaining about a problem. It's what it is that you bring to a solution. There's others that are standing up there on the podium who are saying, well, I'm also a business person. Well, if they were such a business person, why is it that under their clock that they were representing in the court of law when a company like the Net Power went under? So these are some of the subjects and things that you ought to be thinking about as a voter. There's one that's standing up there saying that I'm also a business owner, but my company is located somewhere in southeastern United States. Well, if the Navajo Nation was so valuable to them, then why aren't they bringing their industry back to the Navajo Nation? And specifically speaking, why is Shiprock's economy literally the same, nearly exactly the same, as when I left here 35 years ago? Think about that. And another, well, I can go and talk and talk and express, but what I'm telling you is this, is that these are some of the facts that you ought to absolutely think about. Now, the biggest one that really that you need to be engaging on is that you need to look at the reduction from 88 council delegates to 44. Within that whole concept, predominantly the idea was sold to the Navajo people that money was part of the reason, and that also parts of the reason for the reduction, amongst many other, but mostly that what I'm trying to get at is one aspect of that was the money aspect of it. Okay? I'm only talking about the money. There are other reasons why that reduction took place, and the idea was sold to you. But the part that I'm talking about is the money and the budget from 88 versus 24. Go check the financial books, because there was no savings. There was the books remained the same. And if we know that the books remain the same, then we also know on the flip side of that, there were people who are currently engaging in being one of the candidates of the Navajo Nation president, who is the author of this whole thing. Well, it would have been nice to have them engage in finding out and saying, hey, by the way, but now 4 years later, you know, really nothing was said. Number two is there are people who are currently in office who oversee the finances, and they should be there to engage and see and say, hey, show people. It's a basic math issue and a bookkeeping and accounting issue, but something of the magnitude of having the 24 council delegates budget in the legislative branch remaining the same as the 88. What does that tell you about all the people who had anything to say in reference to that 24 reduction? So, think about that. It's time for you to engage. These are facts that I'm bringing out, that I'm not sitting here saying, hey, what's that, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the truth. It's a reality. Only trying to convince you to really think seriously and to even think twice about who you're going to cast a vote for. So, if you're worried about experience, guess what? These people with 40 years or plus experience at one time had no experience, too. But with me, I have been there working with the Navajo Nation for 27 years. You've got to know your client and understand what makes them tick and what makes them go.
Now,
Hako all the urban Navajos who are in all the cities throughout the world. Hako that lane koshika hitasi koilane kat tita da nigo tatisni toit o khnida koiti anabitskei nabitsili koikat yego toibiki biga hinni kredole bida hinni atole ashahasi lokhan hitishnidole August 26th elect Cal Nez for Navajo Nation President. I will talk to you in about 2 days.
A Rez report with Cal Nez for Navajo Prez.
Yes, we are here with Cal Nez, the businessman candidate for Prez of the Navajo Rez. Cal is engaging grassroots and business people. Mr. Nez, tell us about
you.
Elect Cal Nez on August 26th. Paid for by the campaign to elect Cal Nez for President of the Navajo Nation.